Hey guys, it's Dan Weber again. Today we've got a great podcast for you. Today we'll be co-hosting by Senior Director of Company Owned Centers, Dave Petty. He and I are going to take you through the seasonality of Mathnasium as well as some home office updates. And again, we're going to have a great guest speaker. So sit tight and I'm going to introduce Dave Petty right now. Hey Dave, thanks for joining me today.
Hey Dan, how are you?
Hey, so thanks a lot for joining me on the podcast today. You know, you came to me with this idea of getting together and really excited to put this together with you and our guest speaker today. And just wanted to give you a platform to first kind of open up the motivation behind doing this.
Yeah, well, you had the idea. You had been doing a few podcasts and I listened to them religiously and I liked them. And I thought that it needed a wider audience and a wider breadth because you know, I've noticed something. This is my 14th year with Mathnasium, and I've noticed something very powerful. And maybe 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I used to do discovery days, and I'd help out in training. And I noticed something very kind of immediately, at least within the first day, maybe by dinner time of discovery day, is that people had found themselves in Mathnasium, and they had connected with the message of Mathnasium, or they connected with something about Mathnasium. That could have been the mission that we have. That could have been one of our values that we have. It could have been something a speaker said. It could have been Larry. You know, a lot of people connect with Larry.
Yeah.
We see this type of connection as well when parents intersect the brand and our mission, and their students get help and they come into our centers and they say, you know, where was Mathnasium when I was a kid? Or where was Mathnasium when I was growing up? Man, this could have helped me so much, because they see kind of the mission behind Mathnasium, and they see kind of what our goal is and how passionate we are about it. And they get to meet our great people and they find themselves, they connect with the brand, and this connection is very strong. And you see it in training and you see it as people open up their stores. But something happens, Dan, along the way, maybe 6 months in, a month in, is people start to kind of get discouraged, and people maybe start making some bad decisions for their business or for their personal life, or they just aren't thinking clearly, and they kind of miss that connection. They lose that connection. And when you talk to them, they say kind of, and I've done this extensively, I visit over 200 stores, but they kind of all say the similar thing, and it all kind of wraps up into, you know, I'm tired. I'm lonely. I'm emotionally exhausted. I'm physically exhausted. You know, they kind of lose that connection with the brand. They lose their passion because business is tough, and being alone in your own center, in your own city, is tough.
Yeah.
And I think this, you know, Dan, I think this point is furthered as well with what I see at the convention. You know, a lot of people come to the convention And they certainly want to learn, and they want to grow, and they want to improve processes at the center, and they want to learn how to do that. But I think something that happens invariably with, you know, all of us in one room together and learning and pushing ourselves mentally to learn more about the brand, but something happens relationally as well, as we start to connect with our neighbor and people that we don't normally see. And we see their excitement and we see their failure about where they're winning and where they're losing. And you start to feel like, oh, well, if you struggle with that, I've struggled with that. How did you deal with that? And people start learning again. And, you know, there's motivational messages at convention and people kind of reconnect again with what initially connected them, you know, to the brand. And people, you know, that you know what I'm saying, Dan? That passion starts to rise up in people again. And I've always thought, you know, how do we keep that? Not just once a year, Dan. You know, we need to stand more than once
a candle burning all year.
How do we do that? Exactly. And I think that's possible. And so I'm looking for avenues, you know, as a servant of Mathnasium, and I know you have that same heart, Dan, is to help people, is how do we serve people? But how do we connect people with each other? Because here's the thing that we have to realize and understand is that Mathnasium is a global community. We have centers around the globe.
Yeah.
And, you know, our good friend Chris Sims,
he's asleep or he's lifting weights.
And I don't know what time it is. You know, I don't know what time it is in Hong Kong right now. Yeah. But if we got Chris on the phone right now, his passion would be at 100%, and you know that. His passion for Mathnasium would be burning bright. And, you know, if we connected other people in the UK and we connect people in Florida and our guest speaker today, you know, you're going to see this passion burning bright for Mathnasium. And if you own a Mathnasium, work for a Mathnasium, work for headquarters, whatever it is, you're part of the global Mathnasium family. If you're a student, if you're a parent, you're part of the global Mathnasium community. And that's something that's serious and that is awesome and is spectacular, kind of all rolled up into one. And it's global, Dan. You know, it's not just one area, it's global. And so as we kind of have that connection initially, and that connection gets sparked every convention, and what we see is people get sparked back up in convention. What if we could carry that out to be sparked every week, every month, every day, every hour? You know, how do we keep that going? And
just stay plugged in.
Stay connected to the power source, so to speak. So and that, you know, I just want to further that too, is that right. Doesn't happen just by reading an operations manual. It happens by talking and engaging with people and you know, listening to the podcast and trying to follow some of the things that we're saying, listening to your FBC, listening to your startup specialist, engaging with them, you know, letting them encourage you, letting them motivate you. And so, you know, the goal for this podcast, and I think you agree, Dan, is to continue that encouragement and to continue that spark and stay, like you said,
absolutely
plugged in to the power.
And I see
source.
It in the field all the time where you see people at convention, everyone's fired up. And then I go visit with some of them, you know, a month or 2 months or 3 months later. And it's just kind of that sometimes that spark's gone and it's sad. And we got, and, you know, I've made a huge commitment to, I hope that this podcast keeps people fired up between these big events that Mathnasium does. And that's one of the reasons I started doing it, was to just, you know, cue the music, a little Guns N' Roses on the math model. Let's get pumped up, because I know that when you bring passion, you can be really, you can do anything. And so with that said, Dave, thanks a lot for bringing us into this first segment. We're going to introduce our next guest in just a moment.
Hello.
Welcome back. You are on the air with David Petty, and we just want to welcome big Mathnasium. Welcome to Mo Khalil. Mo, thanks for joining us.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, guys. It's a pleasure. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, no problem. How are things going for you and your centers?
We're doing very well. Very busy. We're getting to that time of year right now. You know, obviously. We spend the last few weeks during the holidays preparing for this season, and no more training and cleaning and all the administrative things we were doing when it was a little bit slower. Right now, our goal really is to have a very solid spring leading into a very strong summer as well.
Absolutely. So, speaking of having a strong summer, question for both you and Dave. What advice do you have for owners working with leads around this time of year? Dave, you want to fire off first?
So I think the importance here, and I think Mo can speak to this as well, the importance here is to understand that we should be talking about summer at this point kind of as just to, like we talk about, you know, the normal program right now, in the sense of we're introducing summer in February, we're introducing summer in March, because a lot of parents and that are going to be coming in now, they're really kind of referring more to a symptom. So they're going to come in because they had a bad test. A student had a bad test, or they had a tough parent teacher conference. And so the student's going to be coming in because some pain point at school is causing what I call it, you know, the symptom to the problem. But really what we want to address is the issue, the real problem, the root of the problem. And that often can't be done in, you know, in 3 months or 2 months or whatever is left. Right. And so to be talking about that, when a parent calls in February and March and in, hey, you know, we do have great programs, and these programs extend into summer. And the benefit of that is that we're the issue and not just kind of running after the final test or trying to fix kind of the surface line areas of concern, but we're really going to address the root, which is, you know, as you all know, the one of the greatest things about Mathnasium is that we don't address the symptom, but actually
Yeah, the underlying cause.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree.
Right now, for Texas, we have that big issue of STAR testing. And people are calling in, oh, can you get our kid ready for STAR? And then we take them through the assessment process. And it's like there's a lot of foundational work that needs to get done. And handling that and setting those expectations with that parent becomes very important.
Yeah, I completely agree with both of you guys. And so, you know, once that assessment is done and we have a grasp on how much, foundational skills have to be covered, it's not done overnight. And so we're constantly reminding parents also that is a good time for students to catch up. And we have the luxury of no homework. Kids aren't as tired. They're not overworked by going to school all day and then coming into mathnasium trying to work. You know, all we're asking is, you know, three, 4 hours a week. And imagine what you could get done with that. We like to do some math, and everybody knows about the summer slide article that was done a while ago that talks about, you know, students potentially losing 3 months worth of skills in the summer. And we remind parents that 3 months or 10 weeks in the summer at Mathnasium, we could potentially cover at least a half a school year worth of skills. And so that's a net difference of, you know, almost an entire school year attending Mathnasium or not attending. How much more solid, how much more confident can that student be going into whatever grade with almost an entire additional year worth of skills, is how we like to talk about it.
And Dave and I were talking earlier about how so many people who, in terms of franchising come to, they want to be a partner and be an owner of a Mathnasium, and say, they always say something to the effect of, man, where was Mathnasium as I was growing up? And even to speak to that to my generation, like, I'm a true example of what happens when you don't do math over summer. And you end up taking your A subject and starting off a little weaker because you're like, wait, how do you do that again? It's been a while. So, you know, I wish we had something like this. And this is just such a great program, even for students who are at level, just to keep them fresh. And so they don't forget, you know, like you said, 3 months of work, and you can get the school year off to a great start. Dave has a great point about this being the time of year where you get someone started now, you'll probably keep them through summer. So, you know, getting that 6 month enrollment, maybe turning it in through the end of the year. Did you want to add anything to that, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to be forceful either. I think that there's certainly, we don't want to miss the opportunity that's right in front of us in February, that there's parents that are going to be
right
calling, and they're really anxious. And I think a lot of us understand as parents how you want the best for your kid. Hopefully you want the best for your kid, and you want better than you had. And so you're stuck. You don't know what to do. And it feels like, I got to solve this problem right now. And, a lot of times, you know, you get some spousal pressure too of like, well, this is your area, or you need to solve this. And so, you know, parents, mom, dad are calling, and they really are looking for solutions. And so, you know, take the call, be available, pick up your phone, welcome them in, greet them. But I think what we're all trying to say is, you know, obviously enroll them and get them in this time, but also you need to educate that parent of what's really going on here. And so using kind of the symptoms model, or I love what Mo said with the summer slide, and understanding that, you know, this is going to be 3 months, and certainly we can help with the homework, and certainly we can start on some basic foundational topics that your child is lacking through the assessment process, which we can see. But furthermore, there's kind of a gift given here if you're willing to listen and willing to participate and take advantage of it, of that the summer is basically stopping all school learning. And so very few times in life, and we talk about this kind of regularly at Mathnasium, but very few times in life are you afforded an opportunity where life just stops and allows you to catch up. As business people, having relationships, husband, wife, you kind of just have to kind of wing it sometimes and just kind of learn as you go. But truly in this area, these kids are given an opportunity where school stops for 2 months, 3 months, and they can catch back up. And so I think educating the parent on that, while we can do Mathnasium through the end of the school year, the benefit, and probably the best benefit you can give your child going forward, is to allow them to come in for summer and really start at a base level and really start to build that foundational knowledge and fill those gaps, because what we want to them to do is when they sit down in their seat the next year, they feel confident, happy, relaxed, and that we're not in this same situation a year from now or 6 months from now. And Mo, you can speak to this. You've seen parents do this where they don't take that advice, and you see them at the same time every year. And it might take two or three times before they go, you know,
you're
what?
Absolutely you're right. And we hear it a lot. You're right. We should have listened. We should have done that. But in any case, you know, we also allow, you know, everybody's going to go on vacations, right? Nobody's going to be available all 10 weeks. And so, you know, have something ready to reimburse them back. You know, for us, at least, we tack on those weeks that they're not available. We call them freezing enrollment at the end. And so they're not wasting their money on top of it. And so when you tell a parent that you don't want to waste their money and you want to give them the credit, usually provides enough comfort to get that long-term enrollment.
And I feel like we're kind of in the beginning of that perfect storm season too. You know, it's February. This is typically a time of year where people that should have signed up at the end of last year or the beginning of last school or the beginning of the school year should have came in. And now they're coming in going, you know what? We thought the new teacher would do better, but it didn't. And not just with the state testing going on, but we've got finals coming up soon, as well as that summer, you know, marketing to that summer interest. And I really feel on those three fronts, this kind of becomes the perfect storm of Mathnasium for your center director or whoever's handling that lead interest. So if I were to take over a center today, like the first thing I would do going back into the center would probably be something where I'm using Constant Contact to leverage a current holiday and reach out to all my old parents, as well as all my old leads who like I have not converted yet. So can you guys talk to kind of how you leverage not just new leads, but the leads that you've already had that you haven't converted, as well as your expired parents? Mo, what are you were talking about something with Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. And so just like you said, Dan, when we have a new manager take over, or we maybe a manager is looking to enroll a few kids as quickly as they can, this is exactly the plan. We use Constant Contact for some kind of promotion. So whether it's 2 weeks free or, you know, the 7th month free or half off the enrollment or anything like that, not only do we just use Constant Contact, but we follow up with phone calls as well. As you know, it's easy to just, you know, press delete on that on the email, but follow up with a phone call, whether it's a parent that expired when they shouldn't have, you just call and follow up a wellness call on that student, just to make sure that they are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then, of course, if it's a lead that never assessed or assessed and didn't enroll, that is your great opportunity. But you can almost bet on sending that email, making those phone calls, you're going to get a couple of enrollments right away just
Absolutely.
From doing that.
I had a lot of success with that with Mother's Day when I was working in Grays Lake, Illinois. But Mother's Day and Father's Day is a totally other issue, which we could probably save for another time. But Dave, talk to us about this beautiful picture of what Mathnasium of Pi Day should look like.
Yeah, well, you know, we're math people, and I think it's a real travesty if we don't celebrate Pi Day. I think 314, it doesn't get better for us math people to celebrate. And so we've made it a kind of a mission in our centers to really kind of blow it out, you know, just really have a big party and have food and story time and just kind of have some fun, play some games. There's this game called Pi Face.
My kids love that game.
P-I-E. Pi Face. And it's kind of like, it's like a hungry hippo kind of meets a pie in the face or something. So kids love it, though. You know, it's a really great game. And I would, you know, so what we do, I'll just tell you what I do and then what I suggest. But what we do is we order pizza for the center for all the kids. We order pies, fruit pies, cherry and strawberry, etc. A strawberry pie, is that a thing? I don't know if that's a thing. But anyways, you know, you don't have to say, you know what pie is. So anyways, but we just, and then we have like a story time. We talk about what pie is. You know, the center director will have like a little story time with the kid and the kids. And then we have, you know, some coloring and some activities. And then we play Pie Face. And then, you know, we just kind of have a great great night together. And it's a great opportunity for kids and parents to see the center, to check it out, but also to invite your friends. And we always throw out to all our parents and students to bring a friend, bring a brother, bring a sister, bring people that would like to know more about Mathnasium, as well as all of our inactive leads and people that have maybe followed up one time, inactive customers. We'd followed up a couple times, but they've said no, so or haven't responded. Anyways, we kind of hit all of our, anybody who will listen, so to speak, we'll talk to them about Pi Day. And so we find it to be a very great event. Kids love it. Parents love it. Center directors love it. And it's something that I really recommend you at least do something for, you know, and don't just have, you know, some coloring worksheets, because this can be a really fun event and a great way to get the word out in your community about Mathnasium. And there's so much kind of to talk about. You know, you're a math, we're math people, and Pi Day is a math thing, and it just lines up so perfectly. So I would really recommend you do, you know, get the pizzas, get the pie, get pie face, let kids have fun. Mo, you were saying something really fun the other day to me about what you let some of the center directors do.
They have a little, so just to, go ahead, tell the audience. You know, that game as well, but we just do it without the game. And so we put together goals for that session for the students, and if they do earn the goal, well, you could do it based on a session, on a week, whatever it is. You definitely want to make it a little bit challenging, otherwise it's going to be an all day. But when they've earned that goal, they get to choose an instructor or a manager of their choice to pie. And so that's a full whipped cream pie. We'll set out some, you know, trash bags and raincoats or whatever. And so, you know, we can get it cleaned up fairly quickly. But the kids eat it up. They absolutely love it. They get to get back those instructors or center managers that they've, you know, have that great relationship with. And like you said, we work on this for weeks. It's not just, the day before. This is a great and huge event for us.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love Pi Day. I think it's a great opportunity for us to really stand out and show how fun we are and how we're different. And it's a great event to have your current students invite friends or siblings to as well. To just, you know, there might be siblings who are afraid of Mathnasium. And then they come in and they're like, wow, this, like my brother Johnny's having a blast and they've got pizza. And so great way to kind of get people to lower their walls and invite them in.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, is there any advice you guys want to give to the global community? You know, this is something that's going to be heard around the world. Any last minute advice you want to give before we move on?
I just have one piece that I'd add to this, and that is to kind of have a kind of an open door policy. You know, like we want people to come in and check Mathnasium out, and anything we can do to get them in our four walls, we should do. And I remember early on, this is probably 2005, 2006, Larry saying, just get them in the door. You know, Larry told me that, just get them in the door. And, you know, cause he knows like this stuff's powerful. And, but again, if nobody can see the center, if nobody can meet you face to face, that's going to be hard to say how awesome this brand and this company and you are and your staff. So whatever we have to do, whether it's a small promotion or, some free pizzas and free pies or pie me in the face or whatever, hey, you can pie me in the face. My business is growing. Pie me in the face all you want. You know, right? Yeah, exactly. So whatever we can do to get them in our four walls is great. And we have some opportunities up here, certainly with Pi Day, Valentine's Day, to maybe have a small promotion where we can bring people within our four walls.
Yeah, to just to close this out, and it's actually a continuation of what you were just saying, Dave. So everybody's super worried about test prep right now, STAR or FSAs, they call them in Florida. So what we actually do is we have complimentary FSA prep sessions every Saturday after we close for about 90 minutes. And so Tuesday or Saturday at 2 p.m., we close. It starts at 2:30, 2:30 to 4, and it's get them through the door. The great thing about this is it's complimentary, and so the schools promote it for us. It's completely free. They don't have to do anything. So even that school that doesn't want to let you in through the door is hard-pressed to say no. And once they come in, of course, we all know, like you said, it's our passion, our values, our beautiful centers. You as an owner, you have so much passion and pride in your business. They're going to see that. And so, again, even if you close one or two out of 10, we close a lot more usually and enroll a lot more students than that. But even if it adds one or two more students, it furthers your relationship with that school. That's a win-win situation.
That's an awesome idea, Mo.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been doing it for years, and every year it grows. You know, of course, 6 or 7 Saturdays, they definitely help some students for sure, especially if they attend all of them. But more importantly, it gives you an opportunity to showcase your instructors and your curriculum.
Have you started doing that in Texas?
Absolutely. Everybody's in prep mode. I don't know if it's already started, but it's all in the process for sure.
That's awesome.
It's 6 to 8 weeks, usually 6 to 8 Saturdays prior to.
That's awesome. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And I know our listeners truly appreciate it too. Mo, thanks a lot. David, thank you so much for your time. And you guys, stick around for some important home office updates.
Hey guys, so now I've got a couple home office updates for you. So one which I've personally used, which I think is great, is taking advantage of Mathnasium University open hours. This is every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. This is a great time. You can just join in. It's now done via Zoom instead of Adobe. And this is just a great opportunity to get in there and get more out of Mathnasium University. You can provide more training to your staff. You can ask each all the questions you have. And I know this is can be a tricky area for some owners. So this is a great solution to that. Now, in terms of training, we've also got a registration deadline, February 28th, for instructor training. So if you got anyone you want to send to the next instructor training, whether it be in person or online, make sure you get them registered before February 28th. Guess what else is due February 28th? Installation of cars. So as we continue to grow towards this process of implementing billing integration, there are a lot of steps that need to be completed along the way. One of those is getting everyone set up for cars. So this is due February 28th, 2019. As of March 1st, you will no longer be able to report manually. So get with your FBC and Greg at ZWise to get set up with cars. As far as lead generation with your microsite banners, the 2019 New Year's banner will be replaced mid-February if you haven't replaced it already. And remember that maintaining your microsite banners is an important part of the ability to create leads. So do that either in advance. If you don't do it, it'll happen automatically. But really get those microsite banners updated. It doesn't look good when someone's looking at a banner from 2 years ago. So keep those updated. Now, one of the things that happens a lot, and I see it on the Google groups, is there's always these little, sometimes when we, after a radius update, some people have issues. So remember, whenever there's a release in radius, if you experience any issues, make sure to close all the windows in radius, sign out and sign back into radius, and clear your browser's cache. The February 2019 marketing update. This is available now on the marketing matrix. It includes tips to set up your Hootsuite account, improve your center's social media presence, update your social channels with the February assets. It's got a list of great SEO keywords to use. And then it also has got the new Valentine's Day email header and planning your summer marketing budget. So take a look at that on the marketing matrix. For all you folks listening up in Canada, the new Canadian Mathnasium and Extension checkups for levels 7 through 9 are now available. All the other assessments for levels 7 through 9 will be retired on November 8th. So remember, before that, make sure anyone on one of those gets a post-assessment out of it, because that curriculum won't be available. So have them post out before November 8th. As for all the core and original assessments 4 through 6 and that associated material, that will be retired in Canada on July 1st, 2019. Thanks a lot for listening today, guys. Hope you have an amazing February and talk to you soon.